All right, and welcome back to another episode yet again of Love Me. All right, so tonight, to the people, what we've got going on is songs with love in the title. So, sit back, relax, and first up tonight is Princess Clary.
Closed off from a love that didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all. Something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking around, thinking I'm going crazy. Hey, hey. But I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by.
All right, and that was Princess Clary. Princess Clary, this is now the fourth attempt to critique your song, because internet has not liked us. Okay, I think Love Me has a curse. Love Me has a curse not only of Calgraf liking to be weird, but also of people dropping consistently.
People drop from shows in general, so I know, that's not really a curse.
Right. But we've got good singers tonight, and Princess Clary is definitely one of them.
Y'all.
Clary, I will go first, as I did the last three times we tried to critique you. Basically, first off, I wrote in big capital letters harmonies. I really liked those. I also really liked your choruses, where you go the keep bleeding, all that part. That was really good. You had some really nice high notes. That whole sort of section you had between 250 and 254 I liked. Overall, this really kept my attention. I really paid attention to it. I enjoyed this song a lot. I really like this. It was a great way to start the show. Val, what did you think?
I really liked this too. I hate this song though, but you made it sound good. Well, the song's not like Leona Lewis isn't a bad singer. Like, I've just heard the song like way too many times. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. But I really liked you on this song. You had really good emotion. My only note was on the keep bleeding loves. It sounded a little bit flat, but I really liked your emotion, and your high notes sound really pretty. I love your head voice. Yeah, that's about it, really. I really like this.
And Clary? I mean, beloved? See, I am out of it today, sorry.
I loved it, but then also didn't love it at the same time. I thought you sang this really, really well, but it just sounded to me like you basically copied every single run that Leona Lewis does in the song, which, you know, isn't bad, but it was like every single one was exactly the same. But other than that, your high notes were beautiful. They were crisp and clear and just awesome to listen to. I actually didn't like your harmonies, though. They weren't balanced very well. Your higher ones were flat. They just didn't blend very well at all. And you said bleedin' weird, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It was like,
yeah.
Bleedin'.
Yeah. But
it wasn't bad. It was just funny. But besides that, I mean, technically, you sang the song really well.
Yeah, yo.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Okay, so I feel pretty good about that. Next up, you guys, is Aria.
Yay!
I've run out of complicated theories, so now I'm taking back my word. I'm preparing for the breakdown. Your t-shirt lost its smell of you, and the bathroom's still a mess. Remind me why we decided this was for the best. Because I miss your love. I miss you. A factor, but I stretch as often as I can. I hope to reach your hands any day now. Please don't blame me for trying to fix this one last time. I have a hard time as it is, because I miss you. I miss your love. I
All right. And that was Aria returning.
Ooh, yay.
We have strong singers again. I am happy.
I know.
And they are still strong. Valk, why don't you go first on this one?
I can't, like, think of anything, like, bad to say about this, which is good. I really liked this. it was, like, really peaceful and, like, calming and, like, your voice was, like, really, like, soothing on this song. And it sounded really smooth and just, like, I really liked this a lot. And that's, like, yeah, this is really good.
All right, Beloved?
I didn't write anything. I thought it was great. I mean, if I had to say anything, it would be just that I didn't really feel too much of a climax in the song. I don't know if it's just the song. I've never heard it before, but I thought it was beautiful. I liked it a lot.
I think you made an excellent song choice for your voice and for the show. I thought it was a good entry. I really liked your soft tone here, sort of like kind of what Valk was saying, how it being sort of calming and all that. For some reason, when you earlier on in the song where you said any day now, the day part of it, something for me about the tonal quality of your voice changed there. It sounded odd to me. I'd have to listen again. So if you're in the listening party, ask me again, and I'll be more specific. Also, I liked your vibrato on Love a lot. It sounded like you almost lost control of it, like it was almost going to go too over the top, but you didn't. So it totally worked for me, and I liked it a lot. I don't have very much else to add, because people just keep doing good. Okay.
Yay!
All right.
How dare they?
Jeez, you know. All right. Okay, so next up, which will probably still be good again, is Ambi Lee.
Ambi, yay!
For all the times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. Lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith cause you believed. I'm everything I am because you loved me. Oh, baby. You gave me wings and made me fly. You touched my hand, I could touch the sky. I lost my faith, you gave it back to me. You said no star was out of reach. You stood by me and I stood tall. I had your love, I had it all. I'm grateful for each day you gave me. Maybe I don't know that much, but I know this much is true. I was blessed because I was loved by you. You were my strength. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. Lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith cause you believed. Because you loved me, oh. You were always there for me, the tender wind that carried me, the light in the dark, shining your love into my life.
All right, and that was Ambie Lee with
Yay.
All right, so, Beloved, you're first.
Okay. I had mixed emotions about this. I really loved it in terms of your emotion, and I thought the beginning was beautiful. You had great phrases, and your emotion was just awesome. But as it picked up and the song went on, some of your higher belty notes sounded more like yelling than singing to me. And I think the turning point in the song really for me was when you sang "My World's a Better Place Because of You." The "you" part went high in a weird place in your range, and it sounded really forced and off key. And later on, just a lot of your higher notes were a little bit strange, and your long notes went flat and didn't really go anywhere in terms of dynamics. But I thought your emotion was really awesome, and I liked how you tried different things with the melody and rhythm sometimes. I wasn't always a fan of every one of them, but I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, that's all I had.
I liked this too, and on moments, I felt basically that, like you, okay, I am jealous of these women so far that have sung that, because they've got great voices overall. And I thought that you did a lot to make the song your own, and I liked that you did that. And most of the time that worked. I'm not sure if liberties that you took or your sort of interpretation of the song had some things that made me not like it, or for so much that maybe mistakes were made. You had a note where it says, I had your love, I had it all. And then your high note, the love note, was a little sour, not terrible, but not as strong. And then I noticed basically as the song went on that sometimes when you got to the higher, more powerful notes, that they weren't as strong as I've heard you sing strongly before on notes like that. So I'm thinking maybe your voice might have been a little bit worn out. Maybe you had multiple takes or something. But they didn't sound right for you, which was distracting to me. But still not a bad entry at all. Valak, what did you think?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Thurp. I pretty much had the same notes. Like, I really liked the emotion in this, and I really liked it until, like, near the end, like, when you started doing the... Well, I actually liked the higher runs and stuff, but they did sound a little strained, and like you're really like pushing your range when you got there, but yeah, that's all I really this is like a Celine Dion song, which is confusing to me because I've heard it on like country music stations, I think. I don't know, but I remember thinking this song was boring, and, like, I didn't even, like, notice the song until you got to the chorus, so I think you did a good job on this song, considering, like, yeah, it's usually a boring song.
All right, okay, so good on that. Next up is Rochellular.